This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. One of the most contentious issues in the debt ceiling negotiations that just ended was putting more work requirements into government benefits. But what does that actually mean for people who receive things like cash assistance, food stamps, Medicaid? Chrissy Clark, Marketplace senior correspondent and host of our documentary podcast, The Uncertain Hour, has spent a lot of time reporting on work requirements for the podcast's latest season. She joins us now. Welcome, Chrissy.
Thanks, Sabri.
So how is the debt ceiling law going to affect work requirements in government welfare programs?
So let's start with cash welfare, also known as temporary assistance to needy families. That program already had work requirements, but the big change is that many states are going to have to prove to the feds that more parents on welfare are doing a certain number of hours of federally approved work activities and have the documentation to prove that. Having a paying job can count, but also things like searching for jobs, doing unpaid work experience, taking classes about how to dress and interview for a job, and certain kinds of short-term vocational training, just to name a few.
What's the evidence on what effect these work activities have?
Study after study shows that broadly, they don't have much effect on employment or earnings in the long run and don't move most people into family-sustaining jobs. And with this new law, welfare programs will need to be even more focused on these work activities and making sure people are doing them.
That's cash welfare, people getting cash. But there were also new work requirements put into food stamps. So what do we know about the changes there?
Before this bill, there were already work reporting requirements for 18 to 49-year-olds who were considered able-bodied and didn't live with dependents. After 3 months of receiving food stamps, they had to prove that they were working or in some sort of employment or training program at least 20 hours a week on average. And the new law will gradually apply that work reporting requirement to older people as well, up to 54 years old. And this worries anti-hunger advocates who say that older people might have trouble finding a job within 3 months, maybe because of health problems are setting in or there's age discrimination. And so many of them could be cut off from food assistance at a time when food costs are especially high.
If you add all this up, how does it balance out in terms of outcomes and costs?
So the Congressional Budget Office estimates that given both these things, there will actually be a small increase in people who have access to food stamps and therefore a small increase to government spending. But it's hard to tell at this point. And one thing that we do know is that on the whole, work requirements and food stamps lead to more people losing benefits.
All right. Chrissy Clark, Marketplace senior correspondent and host of our documentary podcast, The Uncertain Hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you.